Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Sahasrapatra Kamalam Gokulakya Mahatpadam Tatkarnikara Tadhamadharanantam Sakambhavam Karnikaram Mahayantram Sakonim Vajjakilakam Sadanga Satpadijanam Prakritya Purushena Cha Mananda Mahananda Rasena Vistitam Diyat Jyotirupena Manuna Kama Vijena Sangatam Tatkin jalkam tat amsanam tat patrani shriyamapi Chaturashtram tat paritasvetadvikakyam adbhutam Chaturashtram chaturmadhai chaturdhama chaturskritam slowly Chaturbhipurushathaischa chaturbhirhetubhirvritam Shulair dasabhir anidham urudhadho vidigvidik pakshabhi Astabhir nidibhir jushtam astabhi siribhistata Manurupaischa dasabhir dikpala parito vritam Shyamar guraischa raktaischa suklascha harshadarshabhai Shobhitam Shakti Bhistabhir Abhutabhi Samantara Evam Jyotir Mayo Deva Satananda Paratpara Atmaramasya Dasyasti Prakritya Nasamagama Mayaya Ramanasya Naviyogasthaya Saha Atmana ramaya eme tyaktva kalam sushikshaya Niyati sarama devi tat priya tat vasham tada Thalingam bhagavan shambhur jyoti rupa sanatana Yayoni sapara shakti kama bija mahadhare Linga yonyatmika jata ima maheshwari praja Shaktimam purusha soyam linga rupe maheshwara Tasmi nabhir abhu linge mahavishnur jagatpati Sahasra shirsha purusha sahasraksha sahasrabhat Sahasra bahur vishvatma sahasramsha sahasrasu Narayana sa bhagavan apasthasmat sanatanat Abhirasit varanarno nidhi sankarshanatmaka Yoga nidram gatasthasmin sahasramsha swayam mahan Thadroma bila jaleshu bijam sankarshanasya cha Haimanyanani jatani mahabhutavritani tu Pratyandam eva ekam sad vishati swayam Sahastra murdha vishvatma mahavishnu sanatana Vamangarastrijad vishnum dakshinangat prajapatim Jyotir lingamayam sambhum kurcha deshat avashridhat Ahankar makam vishvam tasmaritad vyajayata Atatha istrividhir veshar lilam urvahata kila Yoga nidra bhagavati tasya sirir ivasharangata Sikshrikshayam tato nabhes tasya padmam vinirayayo Thannalam hema nalinam brahmano lokam adbhutam Tatvani purvaravdani karanani parasparam Samabhaya prayogaccha vipanani pritak-pritak Chit-chakya sajjamanota bhagavan adipurusha योजयान् मायया देवौ योगनिद्राम् अकल्पयात्। योजयित्वा तुतान्यैव ब्रविदेश स्वयं गुहाम् गुहाम् प्रविश्ये तस्मिन्स्तु जीवात्मा प्रतिभूयते। सनिद्यो निद्य सम्बन्ध प्रकृतिश्च परायवसा एवं सर्वात्मा सम्बन्धम् न भयम् भद्मम् हरेरभूत्। तत्र ब्रह्मा भवाद् भूयश्चतुर्वेदी चतुर्मुखा सञ्जतो भगवच्चक्र्याथ कालम् किल चोदिता शृक्षयाम् मतिम् चक्रे पूर्वसंस्कार संस्कृतम् ददर्शति बलम् वन्दम् नन्यत् किम् अपि सर्वथा। उवाच पुरुता तस्मै तस्या दिव्या सरस्वती कामा कृष्णाय गोविन्दने गोपी जन इतैलीमपि तपस्त्वम् तप एतेन तव सिद्धिर्भविष्यति। अथा ते पे ससुचिरम् व्रीणम् गोविन्दमव्ययम् श्वेताद्वीपपतिम् कृष्णम् गोलोकस्थम् परात्परम् प्रकृत्या गुणरूपिण्या रूपिण्या पर्युपाशितम् सहस्रदलसम्पन्ने कोऽपि किञ्चल्कभ्रमिते भूमिश्चिन्तामणिस्तत्र कर्णिकारे महाशने समासीनम् चिदानन्दम् ज्योतिरूपम् सनातनम् शब्दभ्रमामयम् वेणुम् वदयम् तम् मुखम् भुजे विलासिङ्गान् विकृतम् स्वंसय अभिश्रुतम्। अत्र वेणुनिर्नादस्यात्रयी मूर्तिमयी गति स्फुरन्ति प्रतिभाषो मुखम् वोचमि स्वयम् भुवा गायत्रीम् गयतस्तस्मात् आदिगत्य सरोजरा संस्कृतश्चादि गुरून् विजितम् अगमत् तथा त्रया प्रभूतौ विधे विज्ञात तत्त्वसागरा दुष्यभावेदसारेण श्रोत्रेण केशवम् चिन्तामणि प्रकर सद्मशुकल्पवृक्षा लक्षावृतेषु सुरभिरभिपालयन्तम् लक्ष्मीसहस्रशतसम्भ्रमसेव्यमानम् गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहम् भजामि। वेणुम् अनन्तमरविन्ददलाय तर्षम् पारावतम् समसितम् बुधसुन्दरङ्गम् कन्दर्भकोटिकमनीयविशेषशोभम् गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहम् भजामि। आलोलचन्द्रकलसाद्वनमल्यवंशी रत्नागलम् प्रणयकेलिकलाविलाषम् श्यामम् त्रिभङ्गललितम् नियता प्रकाशम् गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहम् भजामि। अङ्गानि यस्य सकलेन्द्रियवृत्तिमन्ति पश्यन्ति पन्ति कलयन्ति चिरम् जगन्ति आनन्दचिन्मय सदूज्वल विग्रहस्य गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहम् भजामि। अद्वैतमचूतमनादिमनन्तरूपम् आद्यम् पुराण पुरुषम् नवयोगनम् च वेदेषु दुर्लभमदुर्लभमात्मभक्तो गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहम् भजामि। अन्तास्तु कोटिशतवत्सरसम्भ्रगम्यो वायोरथापि मनसो मुनिपुङ्गवानम् सोऽप्यस्ति यत्प्रपदसिम्यवचिन्त्य तत्त्वे गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहम् भजामि। एकोऽप्यसोरचलितम् जगरन्धकोऽपि यश्चक्तिरस्ति जगरन्धचयाय दन्ता अन्धान्तरस्तपदमानुचयन्तरस्तम् गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहम् भजामि। यद्भावभावे तदियो मनुजस्तथैव सम्राज्यरूप्रमहिमाशनयानभूषा सूक्तायमेव निगमा प्रतितैः सुवन्ति Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavata bhis tabhirya eva nijarupataya kalabhi goloka eva nivasatya kilatma bhuto Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena Sandasadaivaridayeshu vilokayanti Yam shama sundaram achintya gunaswarupam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ramadi murti shukalani amena dishtan Nanavataram akalodhu vaneshu kintu Krishna swayam samabhavat paramapumanyo Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yasya prabha prabha pato jagaranda koti Kotishvashesha vasudari vibhuti bhinnam Tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Maya hi yasya jagaranda satani sute Traigunyatadvishayavedavitayamana Sattvabalam viparasattvam vishuddhasattvam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ananda chinmayarasatmatayamanasu Yapraninam pratipalam smarutamupetya Vrilayatena bhuvanani jayatyajashvam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Goloka namni nijadamni chalecha tasya Devi Mahesha Haridhama suteshu teshu Tete prabhava nichayari hitascha yena Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Srishti stiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka Chaye vayasya bhuvanani bhuparti durga Ichan rupam apiyasya chachesta tesa Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Shiram yatada divikara vishesha yoga Sanjayatena hi tata pritadasti heto Yasam bhutam apitata samupaiti karyat Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Diparchireva hita santarama bhyupetya Dipayate vivritahetu samana dharma Yastadrigeva hita vishnu taya vibhati Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yakaranarna bhajale bhajati smayoga Nidramananda jagaranda saroma kupa Adhara shaktima valamya param swamurtim Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yasyaika nishvachita kalam atavalambya Jivan viloma vilaja jagaranda nata Vishnur mahansa ihayasya kala vishesho Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Bhashvan yatasma sakaleshu nijeshu teja Siyam hiyat prakatayatya pitadvadatra Brahmaya esha jagaranda vidana karta Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yatpada pallava yugam vinadaya kumbha Mandve pranama samaye saganadhi raja Vignan vihantu malamasya jagatrayasya Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Agnir mahi gaganamambu marudishascha Kalasthatatma manasiti jagatrayani Yasma utapapa nichaya shrutayastafamsi Brahmadi kita patagavadayascha jiva Yadatta matra vibhava prakata prabhava Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami यस्मिन्द्रगोपमतवेन्द्रमहोस्वकर्मा वन्दानरूपफलभाजनमातनोति कर्माणि निर्दहति किन्तु च भक्तिभाजाम् गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहम् भजामि यम् क्रोधकामसहजा प्रणयादिभीतिः वत्सल्यमोहगुरुगौरवसेव्यभावाय सञ्चिन्त्य तस्य सदृशीम् धनुमापुरेते गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहम् भजामि श्रियाकान्ताकान्ता परमपुरुषाकल्पतरवो द्रुमा भूमिश्चिन्तामणिगणमयितोऽयममृतम् कथागानम् नाट्यम् गमनमपि वंसि प्रियसति शिवानन्दज्योति परमपि तदस्वाद्यमपि च स यत्र क्षीराद्भि शमति सुरभिव्यश्च सुमहान् निमेषार्दाख्यो वा व्रजति न हि यत्रापि समया भजे श्वेताद्वीपम् तमहम् इह गोलोकमि प्रियम् विरन्तस्ते सन्ताक्षिति विराचलातीपयेतम् प्रजापतिम् रमान् महात्मा विज्ञाने भज सरेच्छेमति पञ्चश्लोकम् इमम् विद्याम् वत्स दत्ताम् नभोरमे प्रभुदे ज्ञानभक्तिभ्याम् आत्मन्यानन्दचिन्मयी उदेत्युनुत्तमा भक्तिर्भगवत् प्रेमलक्षणा प्रमाणैस्तात् सदाचारैस्तात् अभ्यासैर्निरन्तरम् बोधयान् आत्मात्मानाम् भक्तिम् अपि उत्तमम् लभेत् यस्य श्रेयक्षरम् नास्ति यया निवृत्तिम् न कुरुता या साधयति माम् एव भक्तिम् ताम् एव साधयेत् धर्मान् अन्यान् परित्यज्य माम् एकम् भज विश्वसन् यदृशी यादृशी सदा सिद्धिर्भवति तादृशी कुर्वान् निरन्तरम् कर्म लोको यम् अनुवर्तते तयैव कर्मणाध्यायम् माम् परम् भक्तिमिच्छति अहम् हि विश्वस्य चराचरस्य बीजम् प्रदानम् प्रकृति पुमांश्च मया हितम् तेज हितम् विभर्षि विधे विधे त्वाम् अतो जगन्ति भगवत् सिद्धान्त सङ्ग्रहे मूलसूत्राख्या पञ्चमोऽध्यायः
And as the Supreme Godhead, He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin. He is the prime cause of all causes. The spiritual place of transcendental pastimes of Krishna is portrayed in the second verse. The super excellent station of Krishna, which is known as Gokul, with thousands of petals and a corolla, like that of a lotus sprouted from a part of his infinitary aspect, the whirl of the leaves being the actual abode of Krishna. The whirl of that transcendental lotus is the realm wherein dwells Krishna. It is a hexagonal figure, the abode of the indwelling, predominated and predominating aspect of the Absolute. Like a diamond, the central supporting figure of self-luminous Krishna stands as the transcendental source of all potencies. The holy name consisting of 18 transcendental letters is manifested in a hexagonal figure with sixfold divisions. The whirl of that eternal realm, Goloka, is the hexagonal abode of Krishna. Its petals are the abodes of the gopis, who are part and parcel of Krishna, to whom they are most lovingly devoted and are similar in essence. The petals shine beautifully like so many walls. The extended leaves of that lotus are the garden-like dham, that is the spiritual abode of Sri Radhika, the most beloved of Krishna. The surrounding external plane of Gokula is described in this verse. There is a mysterious quadrangular place named Swetadweep surrounding the outskirts of Gokul. Svetadvip is divided into four parts on all sides. The abode of Vasudev, Shankar, Shyam, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha are separately located at each of these four parts. These four divided abodes are enveloped by the fourfold human requirements, such as piety, wealth, passion, and liberation, as also by the four Vedas, Rig, Sama, Yajur, and Atharva, which deal with the mantra, and which are the basis of achievements of the fourfold mundane requirements. 10 tridents are fixed in the 10 directions, including the zenith and the nadir. The 8 directions are decorated with the 8 jewels of Mahapadma, Padma, Shankha, Makara, Kachapa, Mukunda, Kunda, and Nila. There are 10 protectors, Digpalas, of the 10 directions in the form of mantra. The associates of the 10 hues of blue, yellow, red, and white, and the extraordinary potencies bearing the names of Bimala, etc., shine on all sides. The Lord of Gokula is the transcendental supreme Godhead, the own self of eternal ecstasies. He is the superior of all superiors and is busily engaged in the enjoyment of the transcendental realm and has no associates with his mundane potency. No association with his mundane potency. Krishna never consorts with his illusory energy. Still, her connection is not entirely cut off from the absolute truth. When he intends to create the material world, the amorous pastime in which he engages in consorting with his own spiritual chit potency, Rama, by casting his glance at the deluding energy in the shape of sending his time energy, is an auxiliary activity. The secondary process of association with Maya is described. Rama Devi, the spiritual chit potency, beloved consort of the Supreme Lord, is the regulatrix of all entities. The divine plenary portion of Krishna creates the mundane world. At creation, there appears a divine halo of the nature of his own subjective portion, Swamsa. This halo is divine Shambhu, the masculine symbol or manifested emblem of the Supreme Lord. This halo is the dim twilight reflection of the supreme eternal effulgence. This masculine symbol is the subjective portion of divinity who functions as progenitor of the mundane world, subject to the supreme regulatrix, Niyati. The conceiving potency in regard to mundane creation makes her appearance out of the supreme regulatrix. She is Maya, the limited, non-absolute, apara potency, the symbol of mundane feminine productivity. The intercourse of these two brings forth the faculty of perverted cognition, the reflection of the seed of the procreative desire of the Supreme Lord. All offspring of the consort of the great Lord Maheshwar of this mundane world are of the nature of the embodiment of the mundane masculine and feminine generative organs. The person embodying the material causal principle, the great Lord of this mundane world, Maheshwar Sambhu, in the form of the male generating organ, is joined to his female consort, the limited energy Maya, as the efficient causal principle. The Lord of the world, Mahavishnu, is manifest in him by his subjective portion and the form of his glance. The Lord of the mundane world, Mahavishnu, possesses thousands of heads, eyes. He is the source of thousands of avatars and thousands of subjective portions. He is the creator of thousands of individual souls. The same Mahavishnu is spoken of by the name Narayan in this mundane world. From that eternal person has sprung the vast expanse of water of the spiritual causal ocean. The subjective portion of Shankarshan, who abides in Paravyoma, this above supreme Purusha with thousands of subjective portions, reposes in the state of divine sleep, Yoga Nidra, in the waters of the spiritual causal ocean. the spiritual seeds of Shankarshan existing in the pores of skin of Mahavishnu, are born as so many golden sperms. These sperms are covered with five great elements. The same Mahavishnu entered into each universe as its own separate subjective portions. The divine portions that entered into each universe are possessed of his majestic extension. That is, they are the eternal universal soul, Mahavishnu, possessing thousands and thousands of heads. The same Mahavishnu created Vishnu from his left limb, Brahma, the first progenitor of beings, from his right limb, and from the space between his two eyebrows, Shambhu, the divine masculine manifested halo. The function of Shambhu in relation to Jivas is that this universe, enshrining the mundane egoistic principle, has originated from Shambhu. Thereupon, the same great personal Godhead, assuming the threefold forms of Vishnu, Prajapati, and Shambhu, entering into the mundane universe, plays the pastimes of preservation, creation, and destruction of this world. This pastime is contained in the mundane world. Hence, it being perverted, the Supreme Lord, identical with Mahavishnu, prefers to consort with the goddess Yoga Nidra, the constituent of his own spiritual potency, full of the ecstatic trance of eternal bliss appertaining to his own divine personality. When Vishnu, lying in the ocean of milk, wills to create this universe, a golden lotus springs from his navel pit. The golden lotus with its stem is the abode of Brahma, representing Brahmaloka or Satyaloka. Before the conglomeration, their primary elements, in their nascent state, remained originally separate entities. Non-application of the conglomerating process is the cause of their separate existence. Divine Mahavishnu, primal Godhead, through association with his own spiritual potency, moved Maya, and by the application of the conglomerating principle, created those different entities in their state of cooperation. And after that, he himself consorted with Yoga Nidra by way of his eternal dalliance with his spiritual potency. By conglomerating all those separate entities, he manifested the innumerable mundane universes in himself, entered into the innermost recess of every extended conglomerate, Virad Vigraha. At that time, those jivas who had lain dormant during the cataclysm were awakened. The same jiva is eternal and is for eternity and the beginning, joined to the Supreme Lord by the tie of an eternal kinship. He is transcendental spiritual potency. The divine lotus which springs from the navel pit of Vishnu is in every way related by the spiritual tie with all souls and is the origin of four-faced Brahma, versed in the four Vedas. On coming out of the lotus, Brahma, being guided by the divine potency, turned his mind to the act of creation under the impulse of previous impressions, but he could see nothing but darkness in every direction. Then the goddess of learning, Saraswati, the divine consort of the Supreme Lord, said thus to Brahma, who saw nothing but gloom in all directions, "O Brahma, this mantra, Kling Krishnaya Govindaya Gopijana Balabhaya Swaha, will assuredly fulfill your heart's desire. O Brahma, do thy practice this spiritual association by means of this mantra, and all your desires will be fulfilled." Brahma, being desirous of satisfying Govinda, practiced the cultural acts for Krishna in Goloka, Lord of Svetadvip, for a long time. His meditation ran thus: "There exists a divine lotus of 1,000 petals, augmented by millions of filaments in the transcendental land of Goloka. On its whirl there exists a great divine throne on which is seated Sri Krishna, the form of eternal effulgence of transcendental bliss, playing on his divine flute, resonant with the divine sound with his lotus mouth. He is worshipped by his amorous milkmaids with their respective subjective portions and extensions, and also by his external energy, who stays outside, embodying all mundane qualities. Then Gayatri, the mother of the Vedas, being made manifest, that is imparted, by the divine sound of the flute of Sri Krishna, entered into the lotus mouth of Brahma, born from himself through his 8 ear holes. The lotus Brahma, having received the Gayatri, sprung from the flute song of Sri Krishna, attained the status of the twice-born, having been initiated by the supreme primal preceptor, Godhead himself. Enlightened by the recollection of that Gayatri, embodying the 3 Vedas, Brahma became acquainted with the expanse of the ocean of truth. Then he worshipped Sri Krishna, the essence of all Vedas, with this hymn. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows yielding all desires, in abodes built with spiritual gems, surrounded by millions of purpose trees, always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis or gopis. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is adept in playing on his flute, with blooming eyes like lotus petals, with head decked with peacock feather, with the figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord whose neck is swinging a garland of flowers beautified with the moon locket, whose 2 hands are adorned with the flute and jeweled ornaments, who always revels in pastimes of love, whose graceful threefold bending form of Shyam Sundar is eternally manifest. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord whose transcendental form is full of bliss, truth, substantiality, and is thus full of the most dazzling splendor. Each of the limbs of that transcendental figure possesses in himself the full-fledged functions of all the organs, and eternally sees, maintains, and manifests the infinite universes, both spiritual and mundane. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is inaccessible to the Vedas, but obtainable by pure unalloyed devotion of the soul, who is without a second, who is not subject to decay, who is without...